This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The nice notes that I have gotten on Facebook, both the DJV Facebook page and my own personal Facebook page, after people look at pictures of my newest grandson. I have two grandchildren now, both boys. And the latest one popped out a couple of days ago. Some great pictures of my son. Also, I'll have to post those holding the baby. He's beside himself, happy. And it's just, he always is a pretty happy kid. But they're laughing, and this kid is pretty pudgy. Victoria was looking at some of the pictures of him. We were sort of chuckling. He's got plenty of protective gear on him.
He's
natural. He's healthy. Yeah. Right. Very
healthy. 9 pounds. That's a big baby.
Very big. Yeah.
Yeah. And he had a big head, and that's why Sophie was going to have the baby naturally, and then it got kind of stuck in the canal and was really hurting more than she can imagine. And looking at the size of the head of the baby, I can get that. I go to not only to my daughter Megan on these things, but to Jay as well. Was Max's head big? How you had a Caesar? Caesar, good day.
Caesar, yeah, right.
Yeah,
he had a C-section. He was pretty well proportioned. He was just under 8 pounds.
Yeah. Listen, it's an exciting time. It's fun. Thank you all very much for that. Nice things, the congratulatory things. I had nothing
Jay's
to do with it.
Superhuman labor was so easy for her. She was eating a Caesar salad during the whole process.
Yeah. Right, yes, exactly.
Woo-hoo.
Well,
so
I starved the whole week because they don't let you eat when you're
That's
in
true.
Labor. So yeah. 38 hours was a long time. I got hangry.
Well, it didn't. That's because they don't want your stomach to be upset because there's so much going on. You could be throwing up, right?
You have to do surgery, too. Right?
Yeah. The C-section wasn't the original plan, but just in case it came to that, that's why I wasn't allowed to eat.
Right. All right. Anyway, very cute. This is really the funniest thing is Miles can hardly wait to play with him.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a while, but yeah.
Yes, it will be a while. Yeah. All right. So when I'm in places that are not home or my usual haunts like Boston, Los Angeles when I travel. And I'm doing, like next month I'm going to do a lot of traveling. And so I like to sort of bring in what's going on with the locals. So here in Kansas City, there was a to-do at the city council last night because somebody came to protest mandates for masks and for shots. And this guy compared the mandates to the Holocaust. And as soon as that happened, you could almost feel the tension in the room and the outrage. We were talking earlier about this congressman who said some pretty stupid things and did some pretty stupid things, and he was censored. What do you do with somebody like that who creates the hubbub? I mean, you can say whatever you want, and you're responsible for saying whatever you want, and you take the flak one way or another. I just, what it smacks to me of is the ignorance of people that, you know, they use all these words like they meant something. They don't, that's a meaningless statement. It carries nothing because you are obviously not aware of what the Holocaust was all about. To use
but this,
those.
And this is the latest, though. I think about what any, like, everybody called Trump. It called him a Nazi, right?
A Nazi.
Everybody,
yeah, right.
Yeah, everybody said, "Oh, you're acting like Adolf
Hitler." Not everybody, but a lot of people. Well, there were a lot of people.
I'm so against that criticism because it weakens what was happening. Genocide should not be toyed with. It should not be lightened. We should not, unless you are a Nazi. I hate when people use that as a reference, but there are a lot of people who just don't know how to express themselves. And so the easiest way for them to try to come up with, like, tyrannical behavior is by calling something Nazism. And it's unfortunate because I think there's just a lot of every time you use that word inappropriately, I think it softens what it really stood for, what it meant. But at the same time, most people don't know how to say, you know what, this is tyrannical behavior. Instead, they just say, well, this is, you're a Nazi, you're marking us, basically. And there are a lot of people who feel that these mask mandates and these vaccine mandates are a bit tyrannical. And by a bit, I mean a lot, you know.
You can call it tyrannical. That is a great word for this. But the only... For genocide is genocide. This is not genocide. There's no comparison here.
Yep.
And I wonder if it doesn't speak to the lack of education, the lack of teaching.
Yeah, just people being able to articulate. Well, I think it's also it's very easy to call somebody a Nazi and probably less easy to think of the word tyrannical, right? Or to use something else. So I think, unfortunately, it loses power. But, you know, one of the interesting things, and you should talk to people and poke around a little bit, because Kentucky's been a really interesting state with all of the mandates. Kentucky, and I think most people don't realize this, you just think Kentucky's going to be a red state. Kentucky's actually a blue state. They have a Democrat governor. A lot of their state offices are held by Democrats. But there has been a ton of pushback from people within Kentucky about the mandates that are being led by Biden's efforts to try to get everybody vaccinated by hook or by crook. He wants to get that shot in your arm. And so Kentucky's had this really interesting paradox going on where a lot of the people within the state are taking issue with their local leadership, and even the local leadership. I think Andy Beshear, I think, is the governor. He's been one of the Democrat governors that have come back and pushed back against Biden's policies because he felt that it was overreach, because he's got kind of this interesting mix in his state. So they've been, you know, it's really easy to look at California, you go, okay, it's a super blue state, they're going to go along with Biden. But this is a blue state that is not quite going along in that same vein. So,
well, there are plenty of Southern Democrats who are called blue dog, I think, blue dog Democrats, or black dog, I can't remember which, but they act more like Republicans. They're blue dogs, right, in many circumstances. And only when the whip tries to get them into line, do they go along with the party line on important party votes. So now here's the president. This is all over the place this week, too, asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the illegal conduct of the gas and oil, the petroleum companies, because of the prices. It doesn't look like, you know, whether he can bully them into bringing the prices down. Look at the stock prices of these companies and see how high they are, because there's so much profit now in gouging the public because they can get away with it. I guess I look at that. I mean, business is business, and the guys who run these companies are supposed to, their job is to make as much profit for the stockholders as possible. But what is your consciousness when it gets to the point where it's going to cost so much money, some people will not be able to buy gas to get to work. Some people won't be able to buy gas for their home to heat their home.
$90 to fill your tank in Los Angeles right now.
$100 where I am.
Yeah, well, you have a bigger tank probably.
I do.
But like a 14, 15 gallon tank, $90. It's ridiculous.
Right. The average cost for a gallon of gasoline right now in America is $3.40. That's a dollar plus more than it was a year ago, and they've gone, the prices have, I think, averaged out a little bit. I don't think they're going to go any higher than they are, but still, it's ridiculous when you see the cost of oil is still less than $80 a barrel, and normally these prices don't show up at the pump until the cost of oil is $100 a barrel. So there's a $20 window in there. You can imagine how much profit these companies are making, and that's great. That's the American way, or that's the capitalistic way, but there's capitalism with a heart, I think. Maybe that's a new phrase, but this stuff is there's so much gouging going on now.
I think it's kind of interesting because there are, Biden is playing up this idea of price gouging, and maybe that's an element. But like in California, we pay $1.18 right now for taxes on top of what the price of gas is. So there's that.
Yep.
You also just have the administration not really doing much of anything to try to soften it, right? The optics, even just saying that you're canceling pipelines makes people tighten up their supply and up their prices. So the optics and the narrative coming out of the White House are not helpful. And what no one's talking about is this infrastructure deal, which has been signed. So this is not the one that's still waiting for people to argue over it. But the one that's been signed inside of it, and I haven't heard anybody call out Biden or whoever wrote this bill for it, they have a mileage tax in it. So if you're so worried about making things easier and about making it less expensive for people just to get to and from work, then why is there a looming mileage tax that's going to be coming down the pike as soon as they start kicking into gear with infrastructure? This is how you magically pay for bills, is by, you know, taxing people and then pretending that it's not a tax because it's actually just a charge on your mileage, a surcharge on your mileage. It's punishing people for driving.
Well, how dare they do it, frankly? In a free country, you should be able to drive as far as you want, as long as you want, buy as much gas as you want, and not have to pay the consequences. These people are dreaming this stuff up, and it's crazy. Here's the retail sales number for last month. The prices went up 1.7%. So how much does that create in terms of inflation, add to inflation? The rising prices going up the fastest they have in 30 years, but Americans are going out buying, 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 and buying. And the credit card debt's going through the roof, but the biggest retailers are having a great time. And so, let's see, 6% more transactions I see at Walmart. Home Depot up 13% from last year. The average person spends $82 when he goes into a Home Depot. That's a lot of Home Depot, buying a lot of hammers and screwdrivers and stuff. But, you know, the people, it's funny because we make a lot of noise, we complain a lot about it, but we still go out and, you know, do what we say we don't want to do, or we're not going to, I'm not spending that, but I was, you know, I don't know, it's kind of one side of your mouth comes this message and the other side of your mouth comes out another message, but things are very expensive right now, and it doesn't look like for at least through the winter they're going to get any better. It's almost 19 past the hour on the DJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. We all know that means it's time to trend. And Jay Kirshner is in charge of following the trending stories that are, well, they're mainstream, but they're not heavy mainstream. This is light mainstream, I would say. The mainstream light. Although this one, the vaccinated folks announcement from the city of New York, I guess, as to who can come to New Year's Eve, right, Jay? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah. The New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square, it was canceled last year, and they didn't have anybody there. Well, it wasn't canceled, but having people in the crowd was canceled.
There's no audience.
And this year, they wanted to get a little bit back to normal, so they're going to allow the hundreds of thousands of people, and revelers must show proof of vaccine. If they cannot get vaccinated due to a disability or something like that, they just need to show a negative COVID-19
test. Okay. So how are they going to do that
72
with
hours
a million people? Okay, there's a million people that go into Times Square, and there are at least 14 different ways of getting into Times Square. So they're going to have police and these
I don't know if you've ever been
barricades.
To New Year's Eve. Yeah, this is lockdown like you would not believe. This is not an easy thing to just wander into Times Square.
You can't even go to the bathroom, can you? Like,
No.
Yeah. I always wondered that. The people who are standing there from the moment you can actually get in and have the front row kind of stuff, what?
Yeah. It's
super sanitary.
Nothing worse than,
and they're worried about
nothing
vaccines.
Worse than,
right.
Well, that's the I mean, thank you. There's nothing worse than having to pee when you're cold, too. It's really awful. You've got no place to go, and you're crowded.
Well, it turns into
like
ice
that.
Cubes, and then you're just ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, because hot water freezes faster than cold water does. So,
but I'm sure there's the moment of warmth.
Oh, and then the ice sets in.
Never understand why people want to do this. I mean, I was a longtime New Yorker, so this is sort of like major taboo, but I don't know. I never understood the appeal of this. Standing
I would like
in a crowd
to.
At
I've
Times
never
Square.
Wanted. Yeah, it's too freaky for me. Mm-hmm. I can't handle it. But I wouldn't mind doing like the Marriott Marquis and having the or whatever it's called now, and having like a nice like overlooking spot on Times Square. That would be kind of cool.
Ooh, yeah, that would be nice.
You know, speaking of the holidays and what we do on New Year's Eve, here in Kansas City, where I've been the last couple of days, I can't believe the Christmas lights that are not only, you can see where I am on the 14th floor of this hotel, the Western Hotel, you can look out not only to the city, but out into the suburbs, and the lights are amazing, actually.
Need that.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's why.
I don't even want to hear the argument about it being too early anymore. Like, we need some joy in life right now. And
we need a little Christmas.
Yeah, and I think that's what people are reaching for. Plus, you have people saying, well, you got to get your Christmas shopping done. You got to do this early this year because there's not going to be anything. So people are already in the mindset of, we've got to get things done earlier. We're not going to have anything. So
right.
I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I'm for it. Right, I'm going to leave it up all year round. Yeah, it's just the
season. Good for you. Congratulations. So what's the latest from the set of Rust, or the former set of the former movie Rust?
Yeah, the script supervisor has filed a lawsuit against Alec Baldwin and the movie's other producers. Now, the script supervisor, their sole job is to know everything going on in that script. So she knew that the scene that was coming up next that they were actually going to be filming did not involve Alec Baldwin doing anything with the gun. There was no reason to have the gun there. He should have known better, something that we've been talking about, that he should not have accepted a gun from anybody other than the armorer and the prop dealer. And she has saddled up with lawyer Gloria Allred as her attorney.
Yeah, what a surprise. God bless her. She's into all of that. I'm sure she's like an ambulance chaser. Only more, usually it has to do with women, women's rights, or things like this, where there's an easy payday, and it's going to be a fairly easy payday, I think, unfortunately, but still doesn't bring this woman back. At any rate, this is say it again, Doug. There it is. The DJV program, 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Attention Americans 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period ends December 7th. Now is the time to select your Medicare Advantage plan for 2022. Get ready for an important toll-free hotline where you can get your free Medicare benefits review. Do you currently have a copay, a high deductible? Do you pay extra for dental and vision? Are your out-of-pocket costs just too high? If you answered yes to any of these, then call 800-401-3982. A Senior Market Quotes licensed insurance agent will help you compare plans, which can include $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You may also qualify for up to $144 a month. That's $1,700 a year from the Social Security Give Back Program. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th, so call now. The service is free with no obligation. Call 800-401-3982. That's 800-401-3982. 800-401-3982.
Okay, so usually I'm a last-minute shopper, but the deals at Kohl's, way too good to pass up. I got 40% off holiday decor, 40% off the cutest St. Nicholas square finds for the table, and found the toys topping my kids' list this year. You can even get 15% off, or 15%, 20%, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So now I get the whole early shopping thing, and I'm a big fan. Flex Styles. Offers end November 20th. Toys. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry
is fiscally responsible and it's paid for. And these plans are fiscally responsible. They are fully paid for. They don't add a single penny to the deficit.
According to the Congressional Budget Office Thursday, that is misinformation by President Biden. In fact, the social spending bill, or Build Back Better, will add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. The House tried to push the bill through Congress in the middle of the night, early Friday morning, but Representative from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, kept talking until Congress adjourned for the night.
This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
The news outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. A news producer from MSNBC followed the jury van last night to either photograph jurors or intimidate them. MSNBC denies any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Congress was attempting to push through President Biden's social spending program in the middle of the night, Washington time. Early Friday morning, Republican representative from California, Kevin McCarthy, from the House floor, kept talking until proceedings were shut down for the night. Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to push the vote again Friday morning.
You're hiring 87,000 IRS agents, but you're not hiring one new person to protect the border. And what is the job of the IRS agents? They're going after Americans. And what Americans are they going after? Any one of you that spends $28 in one single day. If you go to Starbucks, if you simply put 3 gallons into gas in your car, and you go through a drive-thru, maybe you get a dollar meal at McDonald's. IRS is coming for you. You're proud of that fact. That's what you held the CBO up for. How much money can we get from Americans by auditing them? You know what you just provided? Who you're auditing? You're auditing 1.2 million more Americans. You're bringing this bill on the premise that you don't trust Americans. And you know what Americans you're going after? One half of those 1.2 million are people who earn $75,000 or less. That's what you're trying to pay this bill from. House is not in order, Mr. Speaker.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No age restrictions here. Anybody and everybody can listen and enjoy the DJV program with the serious stuff, the silly stuff. We're all here together to help you and help each other as much as we can. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. One of the things, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, you'll be interested in as I spend a couple of days here in Kansas City at the National Farm Broadcasters Association. There was this seminar yesterday about hacking and what happens, because farmers are having the same problem everybody else is in terms of they're not necessarily the farm websites themselves, although some of the big ag companies have been hacked. But the person who was the expert on the panel said that, you know, you can say what you want, you can do what you want, but the reality is you'll never stay ahead of the hackers, which I thought was pretty sobering when you get right down to it. There are ways, though, to try to keep yourself clear of cyber criminals or to keep them at bay, but I thought the at least that statement that you will never, and I suppose that goes for any business, not just agriculture, it goes for everything, right? Mm-hmm. Think about, yeah. I mean, I think about radio and how many of the big companies have been hacked. The government's been hacked. Banks have been hacked. Pretty much every industry. I've had in the last year, I've had to change 3 credit cards because they've been hacked. And I don't know how that squares with everybody else in their credit cards, but whatever it is. You're very vocal, Victoria, when it comes to telling people not to use various, you know, you've got to be careful with your passwords. You also have to be careful with your credit score. Mm-hmm. And I guess all of those things, you know, could play into hacking. But the fact that this guy said you'll never stay ahead of the hackers, this is from a guy named Scott Schroeder of Cybersecurity Ventures. And also there's another guy on the panel who is the head of something called Veritronic Systems. And both of them are cybersecurity companies that are trying to help their clients. I mean, companies are paying big money now.
Yeah.
To try to protect themselves from these hackers. And half the time, the hackers don't want to do anything except prove they can hack into your website. I mean, there's some that are holding companies for ransom. But, you know, this is a very, and I don't know where the government is on all this. These are all private entities. I would think the government would want to be in on this. If we're going to pay so much in taxes, yeah, how are they?
Well, we've talked about in the tech report that there's a whole new agency, the CISA, the CISA, and that's cyber security stuff. It's basically like the CIA, but for cybersecurity. And so,
right.
I mean, there are a lot of steps that the government has taken, especially under this administration. And, you know, they've basically told other companies, you got to step it up. There was another thing that we talked about in the report, in the tech report, I think it was last week. That they've given large companies who are government contracted, they've only got about 6 months to beef up their own cybersecurity because they've found so many holes in security, whether it's with large companies like Microsoft or Google or, you know, utilities. I mean, there's so many vulnerabilities. So it's we're playing the game of catch up for sure. And you will never, and I agree with the guy, you're never going to be ahead of them. The best thing you can do is to just, you know,
that's
build a fortress as much as, you know, as well as you can.
We've given away so much of our privacy and our rights in the name of convenience or in terms of having access to all the stuff that supposedly makes life easier. But does it really? Is your life easier now because of all of this stuff? You know,
yes, I mean, it is, sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, when it comes to privacy, people are very, I don't know. I just find the average person is very sort of fair weather when it comes to cybersecurity because they talk a tough game. Oh yeah, we have to protect, you know, our agencies and the government and everything. Sure, but you know, your own privacy isn't protected on Facebook and it doesn't bother you. So it's just very odd to me that people are picking and choosing their cybersecurity arguments when it really shouldn't be part and parcel. It should be one entity. But yet people just, you know, situationally, they go, you know, well, I love Facebook because I like connecting with people that I didn't even talk to in school. So, like, you know, they're okay with that, but they don't seem to be worried about other stuff. I don't know. It's very strange.
Speaking of worrying.
They also love connecting with Nigerian coffee houses, apparently.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is not something that will affect Jennifer, although some of the people listening to us in California and some of the stations are in areas where they're in mountain regions and the snow comes like Big Bear is in just outside of Los Angeles. And as you go up the mountain range, there are plenty of places that have snow during the winter. But I'm not necessarily talking about them. I'm talking about where I am in the Midwest. You go out to Denver, you go on the east side of the Rockies, and then you go east into all of the states that are north of where you are, Jay. I don't know how much snow. You don't really have much snow in Nashville, right? Does it ever snow in Nashville?
It does. And you have a light dusting and things shut down. There's a threat of snow the following morning and schools are like already pre-canceled. So we don't get inches on inches on inches. But also it is hilly and it does ice because then the snow, it snows almost through the night and then it kind of melts, turns to ice, and then you just have like stacks on stacks of ice.
So then how do the cities and counties handle the removal of snow? They don't have plows.
They don't.
How do they get rid of the ice?
They just have to stay home? Yeah. Everything shuts down. There's those trucks that drop the, what is it, not the salt, but that like...
Is there liquid that is...
That liquid on the roads. But again, it's not even the side roads. It's really only the highways they put that on.
Yeah. So those of you who live in the climes that get a lot of snow, although this winter is supposed to be fairly good, fairly warm in the Northeast from where Victoria is, New Jersey, up through New York and into New England, supposed to be fairly warm. But across the Midwest, they already had a big snowstorm north of where I am, and they found themselves with a real problem because they haven't got enough snow plow drivers. And so they're offering $18 an hour to get people to drive their trucks. They're offering $38 an hour for people who come in with trucks. And I remember this, Framingham, the town I live in, has enough trucks on its own to take care of the roads. But most of the regional area, the other towns that are smaller around, don't have enough trucks. And they're advertising. You see these everywhere, these signs. Snowplow drivers will pay you $40 an hour, $50 an hour, or whatever it is, because they don't have enough people and machinery to take care of the roads. So I wonder if that's the situation where you are. You don't have to do you're on the beach there. So there's much snow in New Jersey where you are.
Not really. Last winter we got like a quick dusting and it was pretty much gone. I mean, we're literally like, I don't know, 50 yards from the beach. So
the water. Yeah.
Yeah, we're really extremely close. But yeah, if you just go in a few miles inland, you know, it'll kind of stick around. It's just, you know, the salt air just it gets rid of it really quickly.
Yep. All right. The sports world is interested in the fact that you can own part of a team. The Green Bay Packers, which, if I'm served correctly by my memory, is the only publicly traded, not-for-profit, major professional sports team, selling shares of stock for the sixth time. They've been around for 100 years or so. The sale running now through next February. Apparently, there are 300,000 shares. You can buy them for $300 a share. All right, $90 million.
The thing that's strange though is that it doesn't give you any ownership. So you don't have any rights. You're not technically even an owner. It's basically considered like a donation, and it's kind of like having a Christmas ornament. It's like a, you know, they'll send you a little thing, yeah. Like, you know, hey,
it's like buying
stuff.
A star for somebody.
Right. But yeah. you're spending real money. And I don't know. I just don't understand what the motivation would be.
Can you sell them?
Bragging rights?
Yeah. But if you want to sell them, can you, like on the stock market, you buy
can.
A share, sell it?
I don't think you can, right. Because then it gets into the SEC and you've got to file and it's, you know, it's a whole big thing. So that's why they do it this way, that you're not actually buying ownership. You're just sort of making a donation. I don't know. It's not as cool as it sounds.
No, not at all. All right. The Olympics are changing their guidance for transgender and intersex athletes. This is another thing. I guess I'm out to lunch on this. I don't understand why there's such a bunch of hoopla.
Well, remember the weightlifting this past summer?
Yeah, that
the
woman
Olympics,
it who was a man.
Big deal.
Yeah,
well,
the man was
no,
a woman.
It was a trans woman. And so, yeah. But she didn't even place in the top four or five or something. So it kind of became a lot of hoopla about nothing. And there are
attention to it now.
Well, now they have to come up with new guidelines because everybody seemed to have an opinion about it. It was so bizarre. But you know, there have been plenty of you know, non-trans, cisgender women who have been disqualified from events for having too much testosterone in their system and it's not from drugging. So it's kind of a weird thing. They have to really look at, you can't just judge someone's ability by their testosterone
level. How much of this is, well, how many people are signed up for the Olympics who fit into these categories?
I don't know.
Are there a lot of them or a few of them? I mean, it just seems like they're making a lot of exceptions.
About it all that much.
No.
Well, everybody was talking about it this summer.
Yes.
And I'd never even heard about this as an issue before this summer, so I don't know how many there are.
No, I guess I didn't either.
And it's just biologically male people competing in female sports. It was an issue in California during the recall. Caitlyn Jenner got involved and, you know, talked about that. There have been a lot of people who are just concerned about what that does. And, again, it's not the people who are legitimately doing it. It's the people who use it as opportunists, you know, and that's the problem that gets people all riled up and overplaying their part about something that really probably isn't even that huge of an issue. But you do have a few people who come along and say, well, this is what I'm going to do because I need to get scholarship money or I need to advance my career or whatever. And those few kind of
I don't know, fuel the conversation for everybody else.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of fueling the conversation, the question's being asked by a lot of people. Where is it Peng Shuai? Is that how this Chinese
Senate is? So weird. Yes.
Well, no, it's not. The Chinese government, she has been critical, apparently, yeah, of
she said she was sexually, she had some kind of sexual allegation against a government
official.
Assault.
Chinese
official.
Yeah.
Yeah. Against a Chinese government official, and now she's...
While his wife guarded the door.
Right. And now she's missing after she came out and told her story.
Yeah. What do you expect is going to happen? These people... Yeah. Did Biden ask Xi Jing, whatever his name is, the other day about that? Well,
don't believe so.
I didn't even know about this story until, right, but still, I mean, this is, now the tennis community is really, they're really the ones who are pushing this to the forefront. I mean, we wouldn't have known about this unless, you know, Djokovic was tweeting about it. He's number one in the world for men's, and then Naomi Osaka has been tweeting about it. They're the ones raising the issue. I mean, I don't think the rest of the world would have even noticed if this girl is, like, off the circuit now.
Well,
it's terrible. This is what China does.
What do you expect from the Chinese? Exactly.
Right.
What do you
expect? This is what they do. Yep.
From these people, and yet we try to try.
But I'm happy that the international community is. Right, but I'm happy that the international community is calling them out on it. I mean, this is
what does that do?
Well, hopefully it saves
their
lives.
They call out the Chinese because of what happens with the Muslims over there. What good has that done? The Chinese are still doing what they do to the Muslims.
Right, but because this woman is a celebrity, and this happened before with China's most famous actress, and I'm forgetting her name right now, but that was a couple of years ago. But the fact that this is a famous tennis player, hopefully this will save her life because people will want to see her.
12 before the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have
EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 53 past the hour. Time for questions for Dr. Ken, the venerable expert when it comes not only to cardiology, because that's his practice, but also other things in general, because he's got a great feel. And many times on the DGV Health Program, we base our conversations on the research that he does, looking at a lot of the journals of medicine, coming up with fresh solutions for problems. So the question is being asked, why should I get a flu shot? I've had all of the other shots, so do I still need to get a flu shot this year, Ken?
Well, I'll let my actions speak the loudest. I got my flu shot this year, and there's still time to get it. It's hard to know whether this year is going to be a timid, weak season like last year. You know, few of us even know anyone who had flu, and the feeling is because we were being so careful to avoid COVID with distancing, masking, washing our hands, keeping our hands off our face. And this year, since there wasn't much flu last year, there are some experts who think this is going to be a whopping year this year. Also, we're about to go inside with the holidays. The virus, again, likes the cold. It likes us going inside. And also, we're concerned that there may be another wave of COVID as we all go inside in the cold and the holidays and congregate with everybody inside. So you don't want to be hospitalized right now with the flu. In a bad year, many people can die with the flu. Last year, fortunately, it was rare. And you don't want to be confused with COVID if you present to the hospital if you have the flu. You don't want to be admitted this year or ever, but especially if there's a surge in COVID. So that's why there's just a good reason to think about the flu shot. And again, I think even Doug got a flu shot this year.
I did. First one I ever had.
Wow.
Never had the flu, but I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. I might as well go all the way. Remember that song by the Raspberries, Eric Carmen, Please Go All the Way? So I did that. All right, next question has to do with the health benefits of nuts. Do they boost survival? I am going to be in great shape, but this focus is from somebody who is worried about breast cancer because she read that nuts may boost your survival rate if you've had breast cancer. What do you know about that, or what do you think? What's your advice, Ken?
Nuts are great. The only problem with nuts is the calories, and if you can eat a handful of cashews and that's it, you're better than I am.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And my big and what you put on the nuts, but raw nuts are incredibly healthy.
Yeah.
And the problem is that they are calorie dense, and you have to put them into the daily calories that you need to consume to maintain your ideal body weight. But I even breathe them, and I can't, you know, they're my trigger foods, foods that we all have mm-hmm. them, foods that you can't just stop after whatever amount you should. And the only way to not get into that pattern is not to start with them. We all have trigger foods. For me, nuts is in that group. And if you're blessed and they're not your trigger foods, enjoy them. Enjoy a handful. Unsalted, unroasted, just raw nuts, incredibly healthy.
Yep. All right, so there's the word when it comes to breast cancer. Now, I got another question on cancer. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic have started a study for a vaccine aimed at preventing lethal breast cancer. Is there a vaccine out there? Or would this be? Can you imagine what the world would be like if women didn't have to worry about getting breast cancer? This is something... if you have, there are aggressive types of breast cancer. My wife died of very aggressive breast cancer. So what do you think? Likelihood, good, something to look forward to? I mean, they're getting vaccines for everything, so why not this?
I think it's out there. I think the using the immune system to treat and prevent is going to be is the future, and I think that breast cancer will fit into that pipeline, and out there in the future will be a vaccine for many of the cancers, boosting the immune system.
Apparently there's a test going on right now. I just looked at this that will involve women getting three vaccinations 2 weeks apart, funded by the Department of Defense, interestingly enough. The Cleveland Clinic is very optimistic about this. We have to follow up on that.
It's
a question for Dr. Ken. Well, go ahead.
It's not ready for prime time yet.
No.
It's in development.
Right, in development. Yes, exactly. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Find him there at 352-735-1400. It's 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.